The General Secretary of the Industrial and Commercial Workers Union, ICU, Solomon Kote, says the union will lay down its tools by the end of next month if government does not release the Tier 2 contribution of its members. Mr. Kote, who was speaking on Behind the News, called on government to reason with workers to reach a consensus.
We are in total support, that's the ICU, to the forum, that is the four group that have come under this pressure on government. The issue is that we have the Act 7 if provisions make it participatory when it comes to investment in the second tier. This is what our brothers in the four group have been denied by government trying to impose upon them an investor that their workers are not happy with. They have set up their structures and we are hoping that government would start reasoning with them and allow them to take the investment to where they think is best for them.
But our members of the ICU on strike, because we hear some of your members have failed to heed your calls.
The ICU is not on strike. The ICU is giving solidarity to the public sector unions. If government will reason with the workers in the public sector, they will amicably agree and say, okay, release our money to this particular custodian, and then the fund manager comes in, and then the trustees are established, and then their fund will be run.
So if I understood you clearly, you are not on strike, but you are lending support.
Yes, we are giving solidarity. We are also saying that if by the end of November, government feels also to release our two-year contribution that is staying at the Bank of Ghana through the NGRA, we'll equally also advise ourselves, because people are getting ready to retire, and when you retire, the second tier is supposed to be a lump sum that should be paid to you without any questioning, without any hassle. The way it is now, people have not seen their contribution, they haven't seen their interest that has accrued, and they don't even know where, which fund manager are they going to approach to collect their money.
Mr. Kote said the union has been dialoguing with government but has not reached any consensus. He said they are trusting government to deliver on its promise.
We have been dialoguing, we have written to the governor of Bank of Ghana, and in no uncertain terms, he has told the ICU that it is the MPRA that is supposed to come and make the demand for your money on your behalf. Your money is ready. We are talking to the MPRA that is saying that they are now reconciling their buried data with SNIT and get us the proper transaction on each and every contributor's fund. So we are just taking confidence in the fact that what the governor have told us and what the NPR is also saying, that they are reconciling with the SNIT, it will be so. And at the end of the month of November, if we don't hear...
General Secretary, ICU, Solomon Kote.